Philip Sampapia, these are the tragedies data. 03/09/2024, the patient is for Vanessa Chavera, spells C-H-A-V-E-R-A. Vanessa spells V-E-N-E-S-S-A, date of birth is 06/17/1975. This is a 48-year-old female here for routine follow-up. Period, next paragraph. Ms. Chavera has a history of opioid use disorder. She's currently in Suboxone. Here for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, she states. That since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Next paragraph, review of system. Patients indicated today she's having problems sleeping. She said she cut back on her medication. And since she do that, she said she's not having a good night's sleep. She mentioned this problem her last visit, and she was given Atarax, which she said is not working and is requesting something different, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% of room air. Blood pressure 116 over center 1. Pulse 59. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, okay? Period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait. Period, next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve through 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions and normal, mood and affect and normal. Period, next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is marijuana use. Number 2, opioid use disorder. Number 3, medication refill. Number 4, insomnia. Next paragraph from PMP Aware was reviewed. Data from PMP Aware doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done in the clinic. Drug screen was positive for Suboxone and marijuana. Next paragraph. Patient was advised of the findings in her urine. She will be seen in 2 weeks. If this substance continues to be in her system, she will be referred to a substance abuse professional for an evaluation. And on completion of that evaluation, she will be reconsidered for the Suboxone program, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient's medication were refilled as follows. Suboxone, 8/2 milligrams. SL film, 1 film SL daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Ambien, 10 milligrams, 1 PQHS, number 30. Next paragraph, she was reassured and advised on the use of marijuana while on this program. She says she understands and will discontinue marijuana use, period.